Connecting with community and your local public library is about so much more than just checking out a book. This is Lisa Berry, and that's why we bring you Beyond Books here on 89.1 WEMU. Joining us for the segment is Rich Reddy, Communications and Marketing Manager at the Ann Arbor District Library. Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Who'd you bring with you today?
Today I brought production librarian Jody Harnish, who is an expert and organizer in the topic that we're going to talk today. Ways Goose.
Ways Goose. I remember, I think that's where you and I first met.
One year ago.
You marked your calendar.
So many years ago. 1 year ago, we talked about the inaugural Ways Goose and Printing Festival at the Ann Arbor District Library. And now Jody and his team are putting together the second Ways Goose and Printing Festival, which will be October 11th and 12th at the downtown library. And so he's here to tell us a little bit about what's going to happen there over the 2 days.
Welcome, Jody. And when, first of all, why Ways Goose? What exactly does that mean?
It's kind of two questions together. There's what is a Ways Goose today? And then there's the question of why do we call it a Ways Goose? Today, when we talk about a Ways Goose, we're basically referring to a festival that celebrates the art and craft of printing by hand. So most typically, this is called letterpress printing, but also block carving and screen printing.
Is printing by hand a lost art?
In some ways, it is a lost art. When we talk about letterpress, it's basically the way that humans printed everything for the last 500 years, right up until about the year 1970, when it was replaced by things like digital offset printing. When that happened, about 500 years of technological progression and human knowledge basically hit a wall and died. And letterpress printing moved from the business world, where you were printing books for mass consumption and money, into the art community in places like art studios, where you're printing more for the aesthetic and sentimental value.
You brought a couple of things with you, and I know this is radio, and we'll put pictures of them on our website, WEMU.org. First of all, what is this?
So that is a manicule. It's an obscure punctuation mark that has sort of fallen out of favor over the years. So normally when we think of punctuation marks, we think of things like periods, exclamation points, commas. This is actually a piece of wood that is carved in the shape of a hand that is pointing its finger in a direction. The word manicule comes from the Latin manicula, which translates to little pointing fist. And it comes from a time when medieval scribes would be copying manuscripts by hand, and they would want to make notes in the margins, either corrections or their thoughts on topics. And sometimes to emphasize their point, they would draw a little hand that was pointing at the point of at the part of the text that they were referring to.
So this is a stamp. Will you have it for people to use at Ways Goose at the Ann Arbor District Library?
So this is part of what Jody runs the Letterpress Labs on Wednesday.
Okay.
So when you come to the Letterpress Lab, you get a chance to use some of the type that they've got there. Some of that, talking with Jody, the wood type is some of the coolest. It's really old. It sort of gets nicked and dinged and scratched, and when you use it to print some of the things that you're doing, it sort of carries over that that patina, that what's the word I'm looking for, provenance that you have. So this thing has lived all this time, and you get to kind of see it on the page, and you get to touch it, you get to touch the ink, you get to touch the paper, you get to touch the stamps themselves, the blocks themselves, the machines themselves. There's some really, really cool machines down in the secret lab of the Ann Arbor District Library that people can play with. So that's all part of this Ways Goose, part of this festival of printing, this celebration of, like Jody said, this now art that people are using and doing some really, really interesting things with.
And you'll have speakers as well, right? A number of them.
We do. We have several speakers scheduled. We have two on Friday night and then three on Saturday. On Friday night, we have Patricia Cost and Ben Denzer. Patricia is on faculty at the Rochester Institute of Technology, and she wrote a book titled The Bentons. It's about the life of a famous type designer family whose last name was Benton. Basically, all lead type that was produced in America for about the last 100 years of lead type came from the company that these men worked for and sort of guided. And so she's going to be talking about that. Ben Denzer is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. He is an experimental, sort of radical book artist, probably right now best known for his cheese book, which is a selection of slices of Kraft cheese that have been bound into a book.
Replicas?
Nope.
No.
What?
Nope. Real
How
cheese.
How do you keep it fresh?
Well, that's the thing about Kraft cheese. It doesn't go bad super fast. There are about 10 copies of this book in existence, one of which is owned by the University of Michigan. I wouldn't recommend eating the cheese today, but you can still look
at it
and appreciate it.
So it's a book made out of slices of cheese, real cheese.
They're individually wrapped American singles, bound in a, like it's a bright yellow fabric, and it's called 20 Slices of American Cheese. You can read it really fast. Like you can really rip through it for a book club or something. But the idea is that he takes books and sort of...
I would say Ben deconstructs books and approaches them with a sense of creativity and whimsy. So he's very interested in the intersection between books and objects. It's very fascinating, and people should come to the talk and see what he has to offer.
Will crackers be offered?
Well, you're not supposed to eat the book, remember? You don't want to make it easier to eat
right,
the book.
Okay.
I'm interested, and Jody's put this now on together for the second year. What are you most looking forward to at Ways Goose this year?
This year, I think I'm most looking forward to the vendor fair. The vendor fair is going to run from 12 to 5 on Saturday, and there are artists who work in the mediums of letterpress and screen printing and block carving who are coming from all over the country. We're also getting some equipment vendors this year. So there are going to be people there selling lead type and wood type and even printing presses. So if you're interested in printing, or if you already are a printer and you're looking for equipment, or if you're someone who's just looking for artwork and decorative objects to decorate your home, I think the vendor fair, it's going to be a very exciting event this year.
You can walk away with things you created yourself, right?
Yep. We're also going to have printing programs running. So like the manicule that we were talking about earlier, you're going to have a chance to print with those. We're also going to have screen printing on site. The Ann Arbor Art Center is bringing their mobile bicycle-powered printing studio called Pedal Prints, and they are going to be on the front porch of the library on Saturday. Screen printing. And we're also going to be printing with historic manhole covers from the city of Ann Arbor. These are basically the covers that you see in the street that are covering utility access. And you're going to be able to screen print with those onto a canvas bag. If you have something that you would like to print on, like a t-shirt, feel free to bring that with you and you can print on that as well.
With a manhole cover?
With a manhole cover.
Wow, a little something for everybody at Ways Goose coming up later this month at the Ann Arbor District Library. Jody Harnish and Rich Reddy from the Ann Arbor District Library, thanks for sharing all this great information. We'll put links to it on our webpage. Thanks for explaining it to us all here on Beyond Books on 89.1 WEMU.